June 6th, 2015, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. When I was a lad, my mother found me in the temple as I was lost. These days I am sending my mother into the world to find her lost children once again. This is what every apparition is about. It is unfortunate the lost ones today are not found preaching about the kingdom, but rather opposing the will of God by their lifestyles. Many do not recognize my mother when she calls them through the grace of her heart. Rather, they continue on their errant path, disguising their sins as rites and ignoring the truth. But my mother is never discouraged, and with a mother's love continues to approach each soul with the grace of the present moment. These graces may come through people or events, the spoken word or grace-filled thoughts, all meant to draw souls back to their salvation. My mother's love for every soul is omnipresent and unfailing. She desires, as I do, to spend eternity with each one. As Queen of the Holy Angels, she tells each guardian angel the best way to influence each soul towards his salvation. There is no love in the world comparable to my mother's love for each soul. You cannot grasp the depths of her love. Please me by pleasing her. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7 and 13. The synopsis, description of what holy love is and its importance to salvation. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by Jesus.